Father, we thank you for those words to Mashiach Yahushua, our Lord. Amen. Tonight we're going to be going into Ephesians on the sacred secret of the Christ, the one body, which is obviously power in the book of Ephesians. So we begin in Ephesians 1, verse 3. Ephesians is really the pinnacle, pinnacle of Christianity and Revelation. And we're going to see the adjectives that are in this. And so we've got to sometimes, everybody who have read Ephesians, sometimes come afresh to say, I've never read this before, and now I'm going to focus in on the promises that are being spoken to us like I've never heard them before. Instead of saying, I've heard this before, but I'm going to say, no, I haven't heard this before, and to re-examine that. And so Ephesians 1, 3 through 5, chapter 1, verse 3 through 5, blessed be Yahweh, the Father of, the God and Father of our Lord Yahushua Mashiach, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing. So just think about that. Blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenlies in Christ. And if that's the first time you ever heard that, wow. I mean, that's an introduction. According as he has chosen us in him before the founding of the world. You know, the Creator has chosen us before he even made this world, that we might be what? Holy and blameless in his sight. In his presence. In love, marking us out beforehand into what?
Sonship.
Think of that. Through Yahushua Mashiach for himself according to the good pleasure of his will. What an introduction. So we've got blessed us, we got holy, we're set apart, blameless, and sonship with the Creator of all men. I mean, the Creator, not of mankind, the Creator, period, of everything. We go to 13 and 14, same chapter. In whom you also, hearing the word of truth, the glad message of your salvation, in whom also believing, were sealed with the Ruach of the promise, the Holy, which is power. So, you know, whenever you see Ruach, it's associated with power, which is the earnest of our inheritance. So we have an inheritance from the Creator unto the redemption of the acquisition unto his glorious praise. Now think of those adjective there. Glorious is, remember, adjective highlights the noun, the glorious praise. We're going to see this whole book is full of that. So we have in verse 18 through 20, the eyes of your heart. Now think of that. Isn't that interesting? The eyes of your heart. We have eyes of your understanding, but eyes of your heart, having been enlightened. So we're going to be, we're in a surreal world here. We're looking at a heavenly picture of what has actually happened, if we will actually believe and walk in it. That you may know what is the hope of his calling, what the riches, now look at this, the adjectives, the riches of the glory of his inheritance, the riches and glory on inheritance in the saints, and what the surpassing, look at these adjectives, the surpassing greatness of his power unto us who, condition is?
Believe.
Believe. The condition is to believe. According to the energy of the grasp of his might, which he energized in the Christ when he awoke him from, that's Igaro, when he awoke him from among the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenlies. Now we go to chapter 2, verse 1 through 3. Here's who we were, and also we've got to realize that anybody who has not made Yahushua their Lord is presently in this state. Right, so when you're looking at somebody at Dillon's or somebody at a cashier, they could be in this state, and I'm going to call it the zombie state. The zombie or the walking dead, right? Mm-hmm. They're not alive. They're dead, but they're walking. Chapter 2, verse 1. Unto you also being dead, there we go, by your offenses and sins, in which at one time you walked according to the age of the world, according to the prince of the authority of, you know, look at that, according to the prince of the authority of the air, the ruach, or the spirit that is now energizes in the sons of disobedience. Wow. You know, so these people, not only are they zombies, they are controlled zombies. To a spirit or a power force that's been operating in them, and they don't know. They think they have freedom of will. No, you don't have freedom of will. Because what I'm doing is I am giving you thoughts. I'm fueling you to do my will. Among whom also we all had our behavior at one time in the covenant of our flesh. That's what they're doing. Doing the things desired by the flesh and the mind, and were children by nature of what?
Anger,
even as the rest. These are the zombies. And so what we're trying to do is to distinguish ourselves, and we're going to see it a little later on. It's being intentional. So our lives, if we reflect on who we are according to the book of Ephesians, where Yahweh says we are, that the Creator is our Father, the Creator lives in us, that, you know, His Son is the head of the body that we're operating, He abides in us. Now, to be intentional, I have to recognize that and then actually believe it and let it out. You know, I'm wearing this because, you know, this film might be years later, is that right now Israel has been attacked, the nation Israel was attacked by demonic forces called Hamas, which is Islam, and they're in the fight for their life at this particular time. So we're trying to extinguish ourselves, and by doing that, by being intentional on what I wear, what I don't wear, all right, we're going to see that, you know, I was at the store buying some food, and the person who was serving the food was a Jew. So they were very thankful that I had the Star of David. And so obviously that builds up. All right, just by wearing a garment. And so we're going to see that, but that's where the people you're contacting is. The people around is waitresses, police officers, clerks, people you work with. They are the walking dead. And not only that, they are being controlled like a little remote control, and they don't even know it. They think they're free. And we just saw an actor who, you know, 50 years old, a famous actor who drowned in his hot tub. He's a zombie being controlled. And that's why life means nothing to these people. They really seek death over life. So that's something to keep in mind. Now we go to verse 4 through 7 of this same chapter. But Yahweh, being rich in his said, and mercy, we've seen that mercy, it means reward. It does not mean what people say it means. And usually the word that they were translating mercy in the Old Covenant was the Hebrew word hased. And hased is an obligatory covenant with the individual. But Yahweh, being rich in hased, by reason of his great, and there's an adjective, not his love, his great love, wherewith he loved us, although we were what?
Dead
by our offenses, gave us life together with the Christ. By favor you have been made whole. Saved means made whole. And raised us up together and seated us together in the heavenlies, where? In Mashiach, in Christ. That he might point out in the coming ages the surpassing riches. Look at that. Surpassing riches of what?
His favor.
So he got surpassing, not only the riches of his favor, but it's the riches of his favor. No, it's the surpassing riches of his favor. Two adjectives in front of this. And what? Graciousness, another adjective, upon us in Christ Yahushua. See here, that's 4 through 7. And now we go to 22, verse 22. and this is the fulcrum of the sacred secret, is the one body, in whom you also are being built together into a habitation of Yahweh in spirit or in power. So to think that our individually, if we don't see ourselves as having Yahweh in us, all right, but and His presence is by the invisible force of Ruach, power, spirit, then we're missing our daily activity. We're missing our walk. Because we have an entity, I would say, that abides within us, that can be instructing us in everything that we do. And it should be so natural, and we're going to see that, so natural that our desires were given to us by Him.
Mm-hmm.
And so why do I do this? Because I have a desire to do it. Well, who gave me that desire? Well, Yahweh. If it's according to His word, Christ in me, since I'm His body, and He's saying, wear this shirt, drive this place, go to this place, don't go to that place, and those are my desires. You know, should I go on a vacation, not go on a vacation? So just follow your desires. Andrew Womack did a good teaching on that. And if it doesn't come to pass, recognize that. But that's our leading. We don't have to have an angel or a messenger come up and say, okay, do this and do this and do this. We're going to walk in the power to say, it's living inside me.
Mm-hmm.
And so my desire, if I'm in fellowship, my desires is His desires. And so that's being intentional. And then we'll keep going on Ephesians. I'm going to jump into intentionality. Which Mom thinks I'm making it up, but I'm not. If it's not, it should be. Okay. I looked up, use Google, being intentional, and you have all these great responses. Here's 10 tips, 8 tips, 25%. We've got to wake up, you know, and realize we're here for a purpose. Every day is serving Yahweh, because we're the body of Christ. We're serving Christ as our head. So here's some being intentional. Being proactive, taking control. Yeah, I am not somebody who sits back and waits for things to happen, like in your school. I make things happen. I engage people. Here's a really silent person who doesn't have any friends. You walk over there and say, hi, how are you?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I'm proactive. I don't wait to be in something. Create healthy habits, daily routines. What do? You've got to get that routine where you pray every day at a certain time. You read or you listen to the Word every day, because that is my life source. And I'm intentional that I am going to let my light shine and bless people today. And the only day I don't have to do that is one day a week. And that's called a Sabbath. That's, you know, I can just take it off. I am it's all my day. I do whatever I want. And relax. But otherwise, 6 days, intentionally, I'm going to let my light shine. And how do I do that? By shining it. How do I shine it? Is by speaking it, by engaging people, by wearing things. You know, I looked at the Fox News, and these Christian women wear a crucifix over their dress, and that's intentional, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
What are they saying?
I'm a Christian.
I'm a Christian. Are you proud of being a Christian?
Yeah.
Yes, and that's why I have it out here.
Mm-hmm.
I am telling the world, and so when we have football players who are putting the cross on their face, is that good socially promotion for them?
Mm-hmm.
No. Because a lot of advertisers might say, hey, we don't want Christians advertising our products. But these guys, are they intentional?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Are they proud of who they are? Absolutely. So you think about that. How about seeking growth and joy? Are you growing? Do you have joy? Are you feeding on this word? If you don't have joy, you're not feeding on this. How about being deliberate with your day? Are you deliberate? When you go to school, am I going to help somebody's life? How are you? You look a little sad. Anything I can do for you? And that's intentional. See, I'm engaging. If I'm waiting for people to come up to me and say, will you help me? They're not going to do it. I must engage. And as I walk, bless. Wear a cross. Wear shirts. I'm a Christian. we used to carry Bibles to high school. That was not cool at that particular time because it was drugs and sex and rock and roll. And you carry a Bible. Guess what? Is that intentional?
Yeah.
Absolutely intentional. Is it a message? Absolutely, it's a message. How about planning your life? Here's what I want. Moving forward, and like Kim Saj used to say, a GPS cannot direct you unless you're in motion. If I say, I want to go to Kansas City, and I'm sitting right here, it doesn't know where I am. The GPS is saying, where are you? Okay? And then once I start moving, oh, there you are. Go backwards. Turn around. You're going the wrong way to Kansas City. And that's being intentional. But it must be active, moving forward. Clear mental clutter. How important is that?
Clear mental what?
Clutter. Clearing mental clutter. Do I have garbage in my head? Am I feeding on garbage? And that's another one's going to be that. Stop it. Am I ruminating things that I did in the past that I can't change anymore? Stop it. Stop it. Limit your exposure to negative media. Very good. We have to know things. And then we don't need any more. You know, actively listening to others. You know, I have a problem with that. Somebody will say, hi, what's your name? John. Nice to meet you, John. I have no idea what his name is. It just went, actively engaging. And guess what? But in most people that I talk with, who I sit down with, I know more about them than they know about me. Because I know how to ask questions. What's your vocation? Are you married? Do you have any children? And they start telling me what I'm doing. I'm listening. Active listening to others, scheduling time for relaxation, listening and or reading the words of life, which we know that. Limit distractions. You know, you can sit on your phone or on TV for hours. Mm-hmm. And not accomplishing anything. It just boom, 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 boom. Am I proactive? No, I'm not proactive. Is it helping me? No, it's not helping me. Is it distracting me? Yes, it's distracting me. And let's do something more fruitful. Go take a nap and then get up and go do something fruitful. If you just want to veg out or listen to some Christian music, mm-hmm. listen to the Word of Yahweh. And all of a sudden it's inspiring instead of YouTube. Let's see here. Limit distractions. I've got that. Investing in your important relationships, your husband or wife, invest in them. Children, invest in them. Make time for self-reflection. Self-reflection. Am I going the way I want to? You know, and I told Mom, we should all grade ourselves. If you don't grade yourself, you're really deceiving yourself. How am I going to be in the kingdom? So, on the new earth, I want to be in the 80 percentile. All right? That's a B. So I am 80% above the 0%. I'm not kidding myself to say I'm in the 90% or 95%. You know, I'm not going to be there. But that's where I'm going. That's what I'm heading for by my fruit that I'm doing each day to bless Christ and Yahweh. I'm actually counting on that as my retirement. Not retirement, but to be able to say, well done, faithful servant. Now, there are people like Mary Slessor who went to Africa and goes through horrible things. That's a 95% or 99%. Yeah. Or Jeremiah. I'm not one of those people. I don't pretend to be. But at least give yourself 50%. Do you want to be 30%? You want to be 20%, 80% people? You know, what have you done with your life? Well, I'm going to shoot really low. And then some people say, well, I just want to be with Jesus. I'm just happy I'm even there. No. Because when James and John said, we want to be right on your next to you, right? How dare you cast out Satan from you? No, he says, okay, I'm going to show you how to get there. Right? What did he say? How to get there? Anybody?
He that gives up, that serves.
Yeah, the greatest servant.
The greatest servant.
And here was Abigail. David took as a wife. And she says, I'll wash your servant's feet. Wow. You're the wife of a king. And now you wash his feet. You'll wash his servant's feet. What a heart. And so there are going to be a lot of women out there and when the kingdom comes around who are servants, servants, servants. And guess what? I'm doing it because I get paid. So I'm going to do that. I want to release that. So, you know, you got to clock in day and out, follow your desires, strain up the flame. We got a spirit in there. If you're like, boy, I'm just not part of anything, blow on it, stir it up. That fire, engage those that are zombies. And they can see the light. Okay, now we go to Ephesians. Okay, we got that. Ephesians 3:14-19. Now this is just huge. I'm going to give you a little insight. You don't have to write anything down, but we all know what a parenthesis is. You know, a parenthesis is a figure of speech. I'm saying, I'm going to the farm. And why I'm going to the farm is because that's called a parenthesis, an explanation. All right, it's not part of the sentence. So you know, the brackets are called parentheses. So chapter 3 is a parenthesis within a parenthesis. From the end of chapter 2, so watch this, verse 22, and then we're going to go right to 4:1. In whom we are also being built together into a habitation of God in spirit. I exhort you therefore, I the prisoner of the Lord, see it flows right in there because the whole chapter 3 is in the parentheses. Now watch, I'm going to show you another parentheses too. And the other parentheses is from 4:4 to 4:16. Now I'm going to go from 4:3 to 4:17. And bypass the parentheses, the explanation. Giving diligence to keep the oneness of the Spirit and uniting bond of peace. This, therefore, I am saying and protesting in the Lord that no longer you walk as the nations. So it goes, jumps right in there. There's no loss of thought. Because the parentheses began. But that's not the subject. But you know, interesting to see these, and all of a sudden, it's like I digress, which is the parentheses and an explanation. Now we go to, that's why I did that. 3:14, and look at this, and that's the beginning of a parenthesis. A parenthesis within a parenthesis. So 3:1, you can put two parentheses. And then you go to 3:14, there's another parenthesis, and then at the end, two parentheses. So you have a parenthesis within a parenthesis. Okay.
Just easy like for you to say.
For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father, from whom every fatherhood in the heavens and upon the earth is named, in order that he may give you according to his what? Adjective? Glorious riches. Now just think, not only are we talking about the Creator, but glorious riches. You're like, man, this, now I've never heard this before. Let's just look at that. I've never read Ephesians before. Now start thinking of these promises that are happening. That if we will rise up, here's what's going to happen. With power, glorious riches with power, to be strengthened through the Ruach in the inner man, that the Christ may dwell through means of your faith in your hearts in love, having been rooted and founded, in order that ye may be mighty enough to grasp firmly, you know, here's it, grasp firmly, not to grasp, firmly with all thy, and that's an adverb, with all thy saints, what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to get to know also, now watch this words, the knowledge surpassing love. Now, literally, it's two adjectives. Knowledge surpassing... Wait a minute. That's just... You can't learn it.
Wow.
You know, you can't acquire it by knowledge.
Love, it's above.
To get also to know the knowledge surpassing love of the Christ.
Wow.
That's available? Yes, that's available. That's available. Wow.
Just to get to know it.
And obviously, Apostle Paul manifested that. And now, unto him is able to do... Watch this. Above, adjective... Above what?
All
things. Now watch this. Exceedingly abundantly above. We got three adjectives. Exceedingly abundantly above the things which we ask or conceive. So a lot of things in our lives right now, we are in a particular life cycle where that has come to pass. The things that we've got to do and experience is something I'd never even conceived of. That's it. It's exceedingly above and beyond. You know, we go to the Mediterranean, we're traveling the world, and we're going to places where Apostle Paul was and all sorts of stuff where Jerusalem is. And it's just the time that we live in, but Yahweh has blessed us where it's exceedingly abundantly above all that I could conceive. Wow. Yeah. I'm in on that. According to the power which does energize itself within us. Power, power. Now think of this in Ephesians. Power, power, power. Spirit, spirit, spirit. Body of the Christ. To him be the glory. We'll stop there. Let's go to 4:7. To each one of you, however, hath favor been given. Okay, I'll take that. According to the measure of the free gift of the Christ. Wow, the free gift of the Christ. Wherefore he saith, ascending on high, he took captivity captive, gave gifts unto men. Let me see here. We're going to 11. Verse 11, and he gave some indeed to be apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some shepherds and teachers. Why? Those individuals are for us. Or we can become those individuals. And what is their purpose? With a view to the fitting of the saints, the holy ones, for the work of ministering, the work of service. That's what ministering is servants. They're going to teach us how to serve. Because in life, that's where we get the rewards. That's where we get the, it's in service. Now, we're never getting paid back because we've got that exceedingly abundant job, all you can ask. Just, you got to get into that service rank. I got to get into service. And I have to be intentional. Christ, I'm showing up. Okay, what time do you go? You drive to work? Or school?
Seven.
Okay, I could be on driving and set my radio on. Okay, Christ, showing up for work. What do you want me to do today? I'm going to be tuned in and let me know. Then you have this talk, conversation. Forget the radio, forget the music or whatever. But find some particular day where you're showing up for work. Mm-hmm. And then on the Sabbath, I'm taking off. If he wants us to just relax. But 6 days a week, showing up for work. With a view to the fitting of the saints to the work of ministering for the upbuilding of the body of the Christ. Now, am I using tools? Folks, you know, I got people, I got family members who say, I don't do any social networking. You know, my son, could you build up the body by social networking? Can you build up believers by social networking?
Yeah.
And you not going to do that? How much time does it take to say, to put a verse on a guy's comment? Or to say, thank you for your service. You're doing a great job. Building. And that's called intentional. I'm specifically going to Facebook and I have friends on Facebook who are very proud of something and they're showing something, right?
Right.
I can just go by and don't say anything. Or I can say, what a beautiful picture. You're a great person. Thank you for your service. And what does that do to that person?
Builds them up.
It builds them up.
And they're part
people
of our
body. People are tearing them down, tearing politicians. Godly politicians are being torn down every day. And you're not going to build them? You're not going to take that opportunity? You could do that 15 minutes a day and change people's lives. And you're not going to take 15 minutes a day to do that on Facebook or on Twitter or all the different social avenues, YouTube. You could be on YouTube and here's a Christian organization that puts out a YouTube and you can say, thank you. What a great YouTube. Pat them on the back. Encourage. Well, I never thought of it. Intentional. You do it. Well, I don't want to look at Facebook. Who cares what you want? Serve. And I never thought about that. You mean people really get blessed by me complimenting them?
Yeah.
Do I have to answer that? Really? And you are refusing to compliment people? Wow, what kind of heart is that? Well, I just don't do social networking. Yeah. God, what an opportunity. And when you're going to meet Christ, he's going to say, you know, for 50 years, you never social network. Oh, I don't do social networking. Too bad. Too bad, because you're on the 20 percentile. Here's a person who's social, he was socializing, and he's at the 80 percentile. Why? Because he gave, and he gave, and he gave, and he gave, and he gave. What were you doing? Well, I don't even know those people. You know, can I give you words, Christ being in us as our head? Can I give you words and communication that will inspire that person, that maybe save their life? Yes, and I don't even know it's even, I think they're my words and they're not my words. Mm-hmm. You know, Christ has said, this person really needs a hug. Okay, say this, and it's just my thoughts. Save their life, save their life. And you can look back and say, they never responded. Nobody ever responds. Forget that, they don't respond. Serve, serve, serve. You know, I think of people washing people's feet. They just walked off. You know? Okay. Sorry. Let me see here. Oh, yeah. Now 13. Until we all advance into the oneness of the faith and the personal knowledge of the Son of Yahweh, into a man of full growth.
Kalilos.
Full growth. Are you full growth? Are you using every avenue that's possible to contact people, to be intentional, to tell them about the Bible? Hey, you need to look at this verse. You need to look at this verse. And so what I've got probably 100 verses that I have on a Word document. If you don't know how to do this, you know, it's a file. And so when somebody needs a word, I can just go ahead and you copy and paste this off your phone. You know, I'll show you how to copy and paste.
You know
exactly. Yeah, and you just put it on their comment line. Wow. You know, and all of a sudden, wham, bam, you know, this is Yahweh speaking to them. This is Yahweh's word. Did I have to do anything? Yeah, I put this on my phone and I learned how to copy and then I paste it on you and you got the word of Yahweh. And guess what? Other people are reading that comment and they're saying, what is this? This is another world. Who's Yahweh? Now, who is Yahweh? And he loved us and he does this. Instead of saying, I'm sorry about your loss. You know, here's somebody that dies. I'm sorry about your loss. We're sorry about your loss. How about 1 Thessalonians 4:13-18? We will not sorrow as others sorrow. We have no hope. But those who have fallen asleep in Christ. Boom, boom, boom. This is the hope. This is the hope. Have you got that? Yes. Can you copy and paste that? Yes. And so they're going to get raised. So we're not supposed to sorrow. And so there's other people who go, what is this all about? They've never read the Bible. Other people are reading those comments. And boom, 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 flashes of light are scattering. So we have a Facebook page. Sorry. And people can start a Facebook page. We have 15,000 viewers a week. Which I never knew had a Facebook page. I didn't know I did. So we started a Facebook page, Smith Wigglesworth. 15,000 potential people getting to be infused by Yahweh's word. And on our internet, I mean, we have a website too, where we get like 350 a day that come to it. And you give them all the resources they need, all the Bibles. And this is all over the world. Any English, Nigeria. You know, 10,000 of the members are Nigerians. Why should I care about Nigerians? Because Christ cares about Nigerians. Yeah, you're like, and guess what? How much did that cost me at Facebook?
Nothing.
Zero. It cost me zero. You can start a Facebook page. All right? Yeah. Wow. And it costs you time. All it is time. Well, do I have time? You have time?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have time. You can just rock somebody's world. Because guess what? we get like 500 Rotherham's Bibles downloaded every month. And how much did it cost them?
Nothing.
Zero. How much did it cost me? Zero. Now these people have a Bible on their phone, the most accurate Bible in the world. And how much did it cost me? Do I know them? No. Did they say thank you? No. Does anybody say thank you? No. Generally not. They don't say thank you. But by their presence, it's opportunities, 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 opportunities. And like people who did it to me, Rotherham, he's dead. He changed my life. There are people who are dead who changed my life. Will he know that? Yes, he will when I get to see him in the resurrection and show him what I got to do with his masterpiece. Okay. Now, and keep reading Ephesians, but read it afresh, the promises. Man, you know, if I can just be 50% of what is promised in Ephesians, I would be elated.
Oh, yeah.
You know, people can be 90% of walking in that faith and believing and things like that. So we got to be able to tap that, the exceeding greatness of the surpassing power. You're like, holy mackerel,
that's a lot.
That's a lot. When the Creator is saying that. And you're His son, I'm His son, you're His daughter. All these things are in this. And it's just like, become intentional. And I must plan on doing something. And it's like, sign me up, boss. Show me. And so I've learned things on the website that I had no idea that even existed. And you stumble on something. You're like, wow.
Yeah.
You know, I got a program now, you know, which is, you know, it's probably a $50 program, a PDF file. That here's a 1,000-page PDF book that can be every page can be transferred into JPEG, which is a picture. And all I do is hit a button and boom, 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 it just goes. And it's transferring every page into a picture. Why is a picture important? It's a picture of every page because on Facebook, they allow you to put pictures on there.
They might not let
you. Now, the PDF, there's no PDF. You can't take that. And I don't have to write something out. Here's a great book, and I'm going to show you 10 pages of it right now. Boom.
Yeah.
And I put 10 pages on there. Boom, boom, boom. And they can sit on their phone and go, read, 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 read. Wow. How much did that cost me? Nothing. And so now I accidentally fell upon that. All of a sudden, look at that. Wow! And now Facebook is looking for words. So here's another thing, too. They don't monitor pictures because there's no words. And so when they're searching Facebook, they can look at the word torture. And then it'll tell them that here's somebody who says something about torture. And they'll go there and then they'll block your presentation. But if you have the picture with torture on it, it's all gone. It's all gone. They never catch it because they can't put the word torture in and find a picture. All right, and so you're getting the word of Yahweh. So I put a psalm every day on Facebook, a page from the Rotherham Bible. So, you know, you want the Rotherham Bible, you get every page on a picture, and you can just give that a person. Boom. Here's a comment. Do comments allow pictures? Yeah, they do. Here's a page. Here is Psalms 1. And it's 1, 2, 3, or 4. It's all on one page right there. Those people can just hit it, boom, here's the Psalms that says that. So you're like, man, utilize that. Okay, sorry. We'll go ahead and hear from Father according to 1 Corinthians 14 on prophesying. Well, Father, we thank you for these words, and thank you, Christ, for paying the price you were tortured for us and died for us, and that we could be profitable servants unto you and make you proud of us. So what a privilege that is, that we do not disappoint you. I hate to be in a situation where, well, Chuck, I'm really disappointed in what you had and what you did with what you had, and I don't want that to happen. So, Father, we thank you for these words, through Mashiach Yahushua. Be patient and know that I work in patience. I work in long suffering. But as you know, many times you are oppressed and you're downtrodden and you feel like you're all left alone, and you're not alone because I abide within you. I am your strength. But you must tap into that strength. You must stir that flame up. You must inspire that fire to believe that I abide within you. And as you do that, it will be activated. Amen. See you tonight, Aaron.
Awesome.
Colonel, just hold on. You don't know which one. Go ahead, Aaron.